Afternoons for Kogan Mobile, just $4.90 for 30 days. And Essendon BMW, all roads lead to Essendon BMW. Visit us today. 0433 98 11 16, the temper text machine. Just quickly, hey, Timmy boy. Hello, Simon. All the non-news about the Wags, from Nadia Bartel to Mia Favola to Rebecca Judd. Can't bloody stand it, but I read it, he says. And also on the temper text, I'm sick of hearing and caring about Nathan Buckley's new partner. Totally agree. Isn't it funny we don't ever hear about the Wags and girlfriends, so to speak, and wives of NBL players? I'm sure they've all got them. Jeremy LaLiga is the NBL commissioner. He joins us. I'm pretty sure Jeremy's been pretty busy, and I dare say it's probably to do with where to now for the competition. Jeremy, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining SEN Afternoons.
Good on you, Tim. Pleasure, and thanks for having me. And you're right, yeah. We have been pretty busy scheduling and rescheduling, but we're starting to feel a little bit more confident with the situation and looking forward to getting this season really back underway in a meaningful way again.
Yeah, one game in the last 9 or 10 days is really tough going when you've really had some momentum and, you know, albeit there were shifting fixtures, but there were games being played. Can you give us an update status on some of the fixturing that you may have been able to unearth over the last couple of days?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your first point was exactly correct. We did have great momentum. It had been a record-breaking first few rounds for us, both in terms of attendances and viewership. So it was disheartening that we had to reschedule so many games, but I am confident that as of this coming round, we're really going to start to right the ship. We've got the combination of the fact that there's now not quite a national approach, but a more aligned approach to the definition of close contacts, which means that many more players should be available more often, which is very heartening. And then also the fact that so many players and members of the travelling teams have now had COVID, making them, I guess, a little bit more resilient, and they're all coming back to being fighting fit and being released from COVID protocols. So as of this round, you'll get back to some sort of regular programming, I guess, and we'll, of course, have to make up a lot of those games in the coming weeks or about the coming 6 weeks, I think it is. So there'll be probably a bit more basketball than we're used to for a little while, which is a great thing.
Cannot wait for that. I interviewed Scott Morrison, the new coach of the Perth Wildcats. He said one game in 3 weeks since leaving Perth, and that was a shift from Adelaide to Cairns, has really been taxing on the playing group. 13 of the 15 have got COVID. He said that's just life and you move on from that. But he said more so the mental state of the players, and in particular families back in Perth who, you know, their imports and with young families and even his own family, not just the Perth Wildcats. Let's talk about the whole league. How much are you working in that sort of family support network space in regards to keeping families updated and in the thoughts of everyone involved? Because it's really tough on them too.
Yeah, it is very tough. And while you talk about not just the Wildcats, the whole league, the reality is that it is probably more taxing on the Wildcats and, of course, the New Zealand Breakers than most of the other teams in the competition at the moment, just because of the fact that those two teams have been relocated for a significant period of time due to the constraints that their respective governments are still have in place in relation to travel. And so, look, the New Zealand Breakers are doing it a little bit easier this year compared to last year because of the fact that they've brought a bigger travel party with them. So, in fact, some of the players do have family members with them, which makes life, I guess, a little bit more tolerable. Of course, the Wildcats basing themselves out of Tasmania for the time being away from friends and family, I'm sure, are very keen just to get this thing back underway. Look, we're very conscious of accommodating those extended travel parties where we can. Of course, we initially didn't anticipate that the time away from home would be quite so prolonged. We also don't really have a transparent pathway as to when they will be allowed back into Western Australia in a manner that would allow them to play home games in Perth, which, of course, we're all looking forward to because the Red Army are such passionate fans and we're doing everything we can to ensure that both the Wildcats and all of our teams in the NBL are able to play as many games in front of their fans and alongside their families just as soon as we can.
Yeah, is it a cost thing as well? Jeremy LaLiga is NBL commissioner. He's with us on Afternoons on SEN. Because I had a look at, and again, I'm only giving you the scenario of a travelling team that's left Perth, and I talk of the Scorchers, who have travelled with their families and their kids, and they've gone up and down the seaboard, and the Big Bash has continued. Did you think about, or did the Wildcats think about maybe taking their wife and kids on the road for some part of this trip, knowing full well how long was a piece of string?
Yeah, look, it's exactly right. You don't know how long the piece of string is. There certainly are very significant cost implications, but then there are also significant COVID protocols that everyone has to comply with as well. So it's not necessarily going to be the most enjoyable experience for wives and children, particularly when many of those wives, I'm sure, have other commitments back home as well, which are very hard to give up for an indefinite period of time. So certainly I'm not going to be so naive or narrow-minded as to suggest that costs aren't a factor. They certainly are. And bearing in mind, too, that we don't yet have the exorbitant media fees that some of those other sporting codes enjoy, whereby they can afford to continue to play away from home without crowds or on the road for indefinite periods of time. It is fundamental that we do get our teams back into their homes as soon as possible to play in front of live audiences. So cost is a factor, but also we have in mind quality of life for everyone involved, and also just the uncertainty of when those teams are going to have to pick up and travel elsewhere. So we try and plan as best we can, but it's a very difficult situation.
It is. Are you anticipating finishing the season often the same time, you know, or how far do you have to extend the season out? I mean, what's the plan? And are some clubs going to end up having, or teams going to end up playing two and three games a week just to make up for lost time?
Yeah, I think that's a distinct possibility. I don't think they'll have to play two or three games a week for very long. At the moment, we don't have a huge amount of games that have been postponed that we need to make up for. And we did build in sufficient buffer into the current schedule to allow for us to postpone some games and still finish on time. So at this stage, we're still projecting to finish sometime in May. And that was the case since we last released the schedule, and it's still the case. And one of the ways in which we secured that time frame was we didn't schedule a huge amount of basketball on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays for most weeks. So you will start to see games now being scheduled into those dates, which means that teams may well have a game early in the week and then later in the week to try and make up some time.
All righty. So when can the national audience, the NBL audience, and fans of all of our teams across the country get onto the website and see when their teams are going to be playing next? Or do they just have to look every 24 hours for an updated fixture?
Look, I would say check in the next 24 to 36 hours for the most up-to-date schedule. But as with everything at the moment, you've got to keep up to date. Follow the NBL social accounts. That's where we put all of our most up-to-date information, as well as on the app and on the website, of course. But if you follow the NBL on Twitter and Instagram, we'll make sure that we keep everyone up to date and informed just as soon as decisions are made.
Good on you, Jeremy. Appreciate your time, mate. All the very best. I know it's an incredibly difficult time for all the back-of-house team and yourself and all the players and families and everyone. It is crazy as we're seeing each and every week, but let's just hope we can just drip-feed our fans who love their NBL. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Tim. I appreciate it.
NBL Commissioner Jeremy Leliga joining us. So there it is there. Keep an eye over the next day or 36 hours for any update on regards to the fixtures. And a lot of people telling us they just love their NBL but are getting incredibly frustrated. South East Melbourne Magic have got themselves a new American power forward as well. So more details on that in a moment. Going to get a break away. Don't forget you can get in touch with us. 0433 98 11 16 on the Temper text machine. Temper, a mattress like no other. We'll give you a cricket update shortly. Still to come, a tennis update with Brett Phillips. Your calls, your texts. You can talk and say anything you like. We've all got thick skin here at SEN. Let us know. This is Afternoons Around the Country. Tim Gossage with you.